go, go, and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Get back on. Jean Genie lives on his back. The Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Jean Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
Had a million dollars,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had a go up there and, yep. and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep. Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm. If I had a
right.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up 2:17 in the afternoon. I know it's a very late start, of course, as it usually is.
Why is that?
Anyways, 87 degrees nice. In the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty, and of course, sitting across from me is the beautiful, lovely DJ Carla. I know.
Pull the old switcheroony.
I did pull the old switcheroony. It was the Hucklebuck. Well, now you're showing your age, Mr. Funny Man. Christopher.
By the way, it's been corrected on the schedule. I am now immortal again.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you immortal now?
No, not immortal.
I have the Boston accent, so I said
immoral.
Oh, you definitely are immortal. Immoral. What? How do you even say that?
I don't know.
Nomenclature.
That is a good tongue twister. Immortal.
Immortal.
Anyways, so, all right, yes. We don't want to bring you into this show.
hold on, Carla texted me.
With a tongue twister.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, Carla twisted you? I mean, let go of his titty.
What?
You can't say titty on the air.
I can't?
No.
I just did.
I think it was an unlock the door, please.
I
am being held.
You can't unlock the door by twisting
by
the titty. It's like a combination lock with the titties. All right, never mind.
God.
You said anyways, two titties.
I know.
Not just one.
I'm not in a right
well, then
way
it would
right
be
now.
A uniboob.
A uniboob? What is it?
If you had one.
No. You could have two. You gotta control it like a. Never mind.
Like a ham radio. Pauly B, ham radio operator.
Hey, I was on the air back in the ham radio days.
Yeah.
When Brant Rock sent the. I'm not even kidding. It was the first Atlantic transmission.
Yes,
across
yes,
to Europe.
Yeah, from Brant Rock with the underground
ham.
Smoke ham? What are you talking about? I don't even smoke.
Was it a Virginia
ham? I'm a cured ham. Or a honey ham.
Honey ham, all right.
Anyways, boys and girls, 2:20 afternoon, we're already silly. Even though it is kind of a somber day, I was paying homage to our good friend, me and Christopher's good friend, Chris Cornell, who... had passed, and I'm going to leave it at that. He had passed on Wednesday night after his show in Detroit. In my opinion, one of the greatest rock and roll voices of all time. And I put him, and if you know me, the rock and roll man I am, I put him up there with Robert Plant, Freddie Mercury, Chris, I'm sure you could think of more.
No, I can't. That's it.
Because I honestly...
He's a generational voice. Maybe you might want to say Elvis because he was the first rock voice.
If you want to put Elvis in that category.
So you're Elvis, gospel rock, Plant, I mean, and then, you know,
my God,
Freddie.
We lost a rock and roll legend. On this day, on Wednesday, today is the 19th, we lost him on the 17th, was found dead in his hotel room in Detroit. He survived by his wife, his son, two daughters. And today, not that it means anything to a lot of people, but... he was one of the, like I said, greatest voices of rock and roll. As me and the Funny Man will contest to, because he was one of our favorites.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, too, is about someone who's your contemporary, who's your age when they go.
That's right.
It's different than when a classic rock artist goes. Maybe if you were, the same age. The reason being is, if you think about it, the Beatles were always there. You know what I mean? The Stones were always there. I can't tell you the first time I heard The Stones. I can't tell you the first time I heard The Beatles or Zeppelin, because they were always there. And you heard the songs, but you didn't make that equation. And then once you did, you were so familiar with them.
That's right.
But you knew the first time you heard Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Soundgarden. These were kids your age making music for your generation. And what was great about the alt-rock grunge movement of the late 80s, early 90s,
and as I always said,
us.
It was.
It was
right.
Us. It was like we were so sick of hearing that you guys missed out on the great bands from your older cousins and whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, unfortunately, it seems that was rock's last great movement, and there hasn't been another. I think if you know...
You may very well be right, sir.
And it's awful.
It is awful. And I don't even think, as we talked earlier, and I'm sorry, Carla, you can chime in at any time. I know this isn't really your genre.
No, actually, I was a big fan.
Chris Cornell and Soundgarden got kind of mixed up because they came out at the same time as the grunge movement genre of music. And we did talk about this yesterday, and I don't think they were really grunge. They were really rock and roll.
Oh, you know, the whole thing with the whole grunge thing was, you needed to give it a name. Because remember, there was New Wave. Like,
sure.
The Clash were New Wave or punk.
They weren't punk.
I mean, they were punk, but you hear a song like Lost in the Supermarket. They weren't genre defined.
But they get lumped in.
You have to give a label to something because, you know, ooh, let's be smart and call something what it is.
Not on this show, sir.
Yeah, this is just great music. No labels.
That's right.
We're like, remember when you were a kid and you had no money and you had to go to the store that didn't have like Jiffy? It was just like peanut butter and just a white label.
Market Basket.
And what the hell is it? You used to have those stores. Like,
they didn't have Market Basket back then.
There was a store in Medford.
It's Teddy, peanut butter, right?
No, I love Teddy. No, oh. That's like $6 a jar now.
They're big time now.
Seriously, I'm one of the idiots.
Bigger than
pays
Skippy.
$6 a jar for Teddy peanut butter, because I'm an idiot who loves peanut butter.
I'm an idiot.
I'm a peanut butter loving idiot.
How do we go from... from grunge to peanut
is
butter.
Is that damn Carla?
We do this every week.
Yes, we
She's
do.
A troublemaker.
We get off track. Yeah. So anyways, today, boys and girls, we are going to, you know, I don't know if we're going to do all Chris Cornell, which I wouldn't mind. But, you know, just so you know what you're in for, just be prepared for a lot of Chris Cornell, who we really, really appreciated in our rock and roll days. Mm-hmm. And he has one of the greatest, best voices that I've ever heard in my life. And Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog. You will hear all of that today, and even his solo career. Some music from that.
Yeah, we just opened with his first solo recording,
did.
Which was from the single soundtrack, Seasons.
That's right, Seasons. And
25 years
anyways,
ago today that came out.
Hopefully you'll stay tuned, boys and girls, because we will definitely have our nonsense and our funny antics that we always do have here at the Giddy Up. So stay tuned in, and we'll be back, and we'll do some shout-outs. How's that sound?
I like it.
And then, you know, probably some more Chris Cornell. But anyways, it's good to see you, Carla.
Thank you. Good to see you.
You look wonderful today.
Yeah,
she's all summered up.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready for the beach.
That's right.
Not quite yet, but
all right. So, DJ Christ, you want to take us out, sir?
You are listening to your honey-baked ham of a DJ, Polly Brandt. With Kyle and myself, the funny man, on WMFO 91.5 FM Boston.
And we'll be right back. This, by circumstance, happens to be my favorite Soundgarden song.
beat all the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies and slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry.
Kids, we're back. Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 2:35 in the afternoon on this 19th day of May. That rhymes. And I didn't
today
even mean it to.
Today is the 19th day of
right.
May.
It's 87.
My favorite hockey player was Ron Duguay.
You sure? It wasn't Mold LeMay?
Oh! 38 right. For the Bruins. Only two people know him.
Kind of a private joke.
Only two people.
Myself and the funny man. Anyways, it's 87 degrees in the historic state of Medford, Boston, right? It is historic since we've come on the airwaves at Tufts University. It's now a national treasure.
Treasure.
All right.
Yeah, the national treasure. They want to bury us and not look and burn the map.
Anyways, that was Temple of the Dog Hunger Strike, which was one of the best songs in history. Eddie Vedder and of course, the late, great Chris Cornell on vocals. Wow. What a team they put together for that. That album, yep. It was like a super group, kind of like Soundgarden was almost a super group, you know. Yeah, and what was the other one that Eddie Vedder did? I'll think of it. But
he was in Pearl Jam?
No. That was his, well, that was his group. anyways, welcome back, as I said, 2:37. So we're a little late on the... I know I sound very somber today, don't I? I don't have my pep to my step today. But that is for other reasons. Anyway, because I am mourning the death of Chris Cornell.
Anyways, I can chase you around the block.
What?
Yeah, that'll pep you up a little.
Would it?
Yeah. So, did I tell you I went to the doctor last week?
No.
So, you know, when you turn 50...
Is this really going to be... Do I need a rim shot for this?
Yeah, you do. You know, when you turn, you turn 50, you have to get certain things checked. So I go to the doctor, laying on the table, butt naked, crawled up in the fetal position, and the doctor says to me, "Mr. Ridgway, it's perfectly normal to have an erection during the procedure." I said, "Doctor, I don't have an erection." He goes, "Yes, I know, I'm talking about me."
Oh, that was awful.
That was.
It's a mustache. That's
completely awful. I couldn't even get a... There you go.
Look, it's a mustache. What?
Where? Where's the mustache?
It's like Frankie was here.
No, that might be Kyle's upside down mustache from 2 weeks ago.
It's like a satanic mustache. It's upside down. Oh, Beelzebub. Oh, Almighty Lord of Darkness.
Good Lord.
I can't believe you made me wear a mustache. All right.
You know how many times have you uttered that in your life?
Never.
Well, how about we do this real quick before the shout-outs, Christopher? Mm. Spinning the wheel of music.
Yes, the wheel.
And, wow, I'm pronounced. It is... It landed on 1994.
Ooh, 1994.
What
all
are
right.
the odds of that? And who was the number one artist from 1994?
Tune in at the 3 o'clock hour and find out.
You sure will, boys and girls. That's right, because that might have been. I'm just guessing. Oh, it might have been Soundgarden. Might have been. No, I don't think it was the Monkees. That might have been 84.
Herman's Hermits.
Herman's Hermits?
Zippy and the Bing Bongs?
You are a Zippy and the Bing Bongs. What's wrong with you?
Don't even know what to say.
I don't either, because he's gone, you know, he's taken a, I don't know.
Maybe it's the sunshine. The good weather's just kind of like thrown him off a little.
Yeah. Speak into the microphone, honey. What's going
on
here?
I'm off in the distance.
All right, you are off in the distance. He'd make a freight train take a dirt road. All right, Christopher. I think, Christopher, I'm not quite sure if that's the... who's doing the shout-outs?
I will be the shout man. Your anchor woman for the news is Carla.
All right.
And what else do I have to say? So, Carla, before I start, do you have any breaking shouts? No, you don't, do you? No.
Carla's like...
She doesn't like anybody.
All over the place. No, it's not that at all.
All right, Funny Man.
She's feuding with everyone.
Nope.
Funny
nope.
Man DJ Christ, why don't you take it away, sir?
All right, so for today, which is the 19th of May, as our good friend, colleague, and former wrestling champion Polly Brandt told you, it is the 19th. So batting leadoff, superfan Jennifer Kanarzynski, lead him. The lovely Dawn Chase. The handsome Eric Wilson. Beautiful ladies, Ma and Kim at Malden Trans, who I will be seeing Sunday.
Yes, you will. For my niece's graduation.
Very oh, nice. You, that's which right. you would.
From
yes.
college.
Yes.
Merrimack.
But, yeah, by the
God
way.
God bless her.
Good for
bring
her.
Bail money.
For Polly?
Me and Nan together at a party. Oh, yeah, bring bail money.
Oh, gee.
Or a cover charge. Whatever. Billy Roderick, David Struffolino, who can now be heard doing traffic on WBZ AM.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, when he hits puberty, maybe he'll get on FM.
I'm glad he found a new gig between the twin gas tanks.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, today is retro traffic hour. We're going to get traffic from 1974. So the gas crisis has cars backed all the way up Marcy Boulevard, paying a dollar a gallon.
Nah, we love the Struffleupagus.
We do. Michael Scott Stewart of Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner. Once again, Chrissy, congratulations on the of your daughter, Kayla,
right.
Graduating school.
Smartest one in the family.
Mm-hmm. And that's with him in the family.
Which like, says something.
The bar was set real high on that one, Kala. Kala?
Yep.
Anything to say about that?
Yes.
She chuckled when I said that.
Always chuckled.
Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. He can be heard here tonight between 10 and midnight. That's on WMFO.
That's right.
5 FM.
If you want to make
Boston.
A baby, tonight's the night.
If you just want to practice, get a few exhibition games in there, yeah, whatever.
Hey, I was conceived on the 19th day of May.
I'm not doing the math.
How would you know that?
I just made it up. I don't know, but it could be possible,
June,
right?
July, August, September, October, November, December,
but I was premature.
You're immature. Immature, Paul.
No, I am immature now, but I was premature then. So I was,
that explains why you're so
I'm
meek.
Very mature now.
Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Dini Martinetti, and Steph Cardone, who can be heard on the lounge on Saturdays, yes, Saturdays, between 9 and 11 p.m. Is it this Saturday?
I don't know. You don't know either.
Is it next Saturday?
Who knows?
Pick one.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, flip a coin.
We said Saturday, but we didn't say which one. Captain Wayne Freeman, Kenny Melanza, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, his cousin Kyle, the bus driver. Joe Breezy Hyde.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
It's okay. I think I know the rest of it without the music. So Joe may or may not be calling in. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. So the forecast for this show is no Joe Breezy Hyde. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Breezy Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Remember, it's not Jim driving the bus and it's white and with no windows and says free candy. Do not get on it. You'll be in a world of hurt.
Stop it.
Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Frankie Bergamo.
So
do you want to say it?
Should I say it? He is the mustache of Medford, the mayor of unofficial mayor of Medford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homeless people live under his mustache, and Tom Selleck has the biggest crush on him ever.
And he was on the cover of a magazine.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, Playgirl.
No.
I made that up, but the magazine part's true. It was Hustler.
It was Mustache and Men.
By the way, the guy who cuts my lawn, his mustache may put Frankie's to shame.
Cut it out. I'm
going to take a picture of him.
Why didn't he cut his mustache while he's doing your lawn?
I don't know. This is a mustache. It's big. He's bald, but it's thick.
Of course he's bald.
Because
bald men have to compensate in some other way. So they grow big mustaches and lame beards or whatever.
And that brings me to Chet Johnson, Cookie, Mike Bessler, Frankie Philly, Pet Cornhair Crow, Big Jack, and Undisturbed Size Janice, Christine Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bobby, get behind the board and save his life, Bobby and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalato, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tamash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Brackett, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, the beautiful and talented Colleen Shea, who is suing the producers of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because she's the original Sweet D. Amy, Jim Akomokwin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Brandt, Andrew Brandt, Pam Bridge, Chris in the 45 bus with Dante and Joseph, Danelle Sansalucha, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, and lastly, Jennifer Palazzo. And those are your shout-outs for 5/19/17.
Well, thank you very much, DJ Christ, the funny man.
No, I'm just a regular DJ Chris, the funny man again.
That has to be a first.
I don't know. You know what? I got to get rid of the DJ on there because you two are DJs. I already have my the funny man. So I'm Chris the funny man. I'm not DJ Chris the funny man.
Okay.
We can call him the personality.
Yes.
He's the personality of the show, without a doubt.
Uncompensated jackass.
Uncompensated?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're all uncompensated. I'm not supposed to pay you.
What?
You don't do this for the love of it?
You getting paid?
No.
Just for the love of it.
Oh. Well, what the blank are we doing here?
I have no idea.
I don't show up.
I don't either.
Pay me.
All right.
Having fun.
Boys and girls. 2:49 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up, of course, in the beautiful, lovely, safe haven state of Medford, Mass. Historic safe haven.
Historic and hysteric.
What are we safe from?
It's 87 degrees. We have to say.
Who are you hiding from?
What are you talking about? Nobody's
safe
hiding.
Safe haven.
We're wide open.
Safe haven.
It's just a safe place to be. Nobody's hiding. Trust
you
me.
Could debate that.
Anyways.
I thought you said people are hiding in Frankie's mustache here in Medford.
No, I said they're living under his mustache because he doesn't charge, you know. Rent
and board.
It's kind of like Rosie's place for.
And plus, there's plenty to eat because you know a lot of food gets caught in this. Oh. A lot of Italian food.
God, just a thought.
What are you talking about? It's good. Oh. It's not digested food. It's just regular crumbs and pizza and lasagna and whatnot, meatballs.
Go on Shark Tank. I'm gonna come up with the mustache vac. The stash vac.
Stash vac. Ooh, that's a good invention.
I just said
stash
on the
vac.
Patent pending. Don't steal it.
Well, thank you, Christopher, funny man, for those shout outs. 2:50 in the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break with some good music, of course. And we'll be back with the threesome at 3.
Yeah?
And I wonder what the threesome could be.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyways, take us out, Christopher.
You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO and Historic MEFA.
We're right back, kids.